Penny for Your Thoughts is a Vectis Radio production, produced by Brian Curtis and written by Marion Hartley.
I can see it now. I can give concerts at the Key Arts Centre.
Do people give concerts on trumpet?
I don't know, but it doesn't matter. In fact, that would be even better, because then I'd be the first.
Hang on, you haven't had a lesson yet.
So? I can feel this is going to be a great new start for me. It could open up all sorts of opportunities.
Really?
Yes. Anyway, I need something to focus my mind on. You see, I've given up men.
Oh, so what happened to your date with Michael?
Oh, him? Oh, no, I've decided he's not my type. No, I'm going to concentrate my energy on becoming a brilliant musician.
Well, one step at a time, eh? No, I'm sure you'll get there.
Do you want to look round the house next?
Yeah, good idea. I'm getting a bit cold.
Well, don't rush. Finish that first and then we'll go in.
I was hoping this would warm me up.
Amy, I told you to wear the other coat.
It didn't look right over these.
Oh, it looked okay.
Right, well, I'm done, so let's go in.
Do you know, Queen Victoria was crowned when she was only 18 and reigned for 63 years?
Yes, I do know that.
And did you know that she used Osborne for more than 50 years?
Yes, I know that as well.
Well, do you know how many grandchildren she had when she died?
Yes, she had a lot. Come on, let's go in.
It's very grand, isn't it?
Yeah, and very, very beautiful. I don't think that I'd like to be queen, though.
Why not? Oh, I think it'd be wonderful.
Oh, I'm not so sure. I don't think I'd like to be in the public eye all the time.
Well, they grow up knowing that they will be. They're quite aware of their role.
Well, it's not for me. And what's-his-name didn't want to, did he?
Oh, you mean Edward VIII? Well, he abdicated.
I know he did, because he wanted to marry Wallis Simpson.
Amy.
Oh, hi, Petra. How nice to see you. Are you with anyone?
Yes, Alice was just behind me. Look, we're going for a drink. Do you want to come?
Yeah, okay. Is that all right, Mum?
Yeah, of course it is.
Okay, I'll meet you at the car at 6, or is that too late?
No, that's fine. Okay, I'll see you then.
I wonder how much lessons cost.
I don't know, but I think they'd be quite expensive.
What, about £20?
I don't know. I'd have thought a bit more if you had a whole hour.
Trouble is, where would I practice?
Oh, I'm glad you said that. I was just thinking the same thing.
I suppose you'd want me to practice in my bedroom?
It would make sense.
Yeah, I suppose so.
And at a certain time.
What do you mean?
Well, I don't want you practicing when I'm trying to watch the telly.
Ah, I see.
And not too early either.
Oh, there won't be any time at this rate.
Oh, Cathy. No, I know when you could. You could come home at lunch times and practice then.
But then I wouldn't have time for lunch.
Well, if you want to learn an instrument, you'll have to make sacrifices and just have a very quick lunch.
Oh, no. I can see now this is just not going to happen.
No. I'm not saying don't practice. We've just got to work it out. When it's best for both of us, that's all.
Oh, Penny, I've just had a great idea. If, and only if, you were thinking of giving me a Christmas present.
Yes?
I'd love it if you would pay for a trumpet lesson for me.
Oh, what a good idea. I wish I'd thought of that.
Or we could go halves on buying a trumpet. What do you think?
Well, yes, that's another good idea.
So if we both look out for something, well, one of us might just find a bargain.
Oh, I see. OK, well, if I see one, I'll let you know.
Oh, thanks, Penny. Oh, it's so exciting, isn't it?
Michael, have you got a minute?
I'll have to be quick. I'm expecting a phone call.
Well, all I want to know is, can we have the party here?
Oh, that.
Well, yeah, you did say you'd tell me today. Honestly, we've got to do something.
Look, I've got to go now, but can we catch up at the end of the day? OK.
Well, can't you tell me now?
Sorry. I'll see you later.
Here we are.
Ah, thanks. Oh, I thought you were having beers.
No, we said we'd have coffee now. I don't think you were listening properly.
Oh, okay, well, thanks.
So what do you think, Amy?
Yeah, I think helping the environment is a must. But what can we do?
That's the million-dollar question. What can we do?
I won't be able to give up work, you know.
No, well, neither will I.
So it would have to fit in with our work?
Yeah.
And then, if it takes off, we could do it full-time.
That's just what I was thinking. What do you think, Alice?
I think your mum took it very well when we both turned up.
I thought you might have got annoyed when you came with us.
You weren't listening, were you?
No, sorry, what did you say?
Oh, don't worry. Anyway, Mum wouldn't get annoyed in front of you. I don't think she had any choice, really. She had to say yes.
I bet she was fuming inside.
Probably, but I don't care. She was driving me mad, telling me all the things she knew. And she says the same things every year.
I wasn't very good at history.
Look, can we stay focused on a new company, please?
Okay, well, what's your idea then?
I don't know, it's not that easy, is it?
I know it's not.
Look, let's talk about it another time. I want to go and see what's happening over there. I think we should talk about it again over some mulled wine. I'm sure that would help.
Good idea.
Oh, Alice, well done, you're listening at last.
Come in. Oh, hi, Jim, are you all right?
Yeah, I just want to know what you've decided, that's all.
Oh, yes. Well, it's not a bad idea having the party here, to be honest. I've tried a couple of places and they're fully booked.
There you go. I thought they would be.
My main concern is, though, that at the end of the night, some people might not want to go home, and we'd have difficulty getting them out. You know what they're like when they've had a drink or two?
No, I don't think that'll happen. If we say 11 o'clock finish, I think that'll be late enough for everyone.
The other thing is, should I ask permission from Nick?
No, I don't see why. He doesn't make all the decisions, you do.
Yeah, but this is different.
No, it's not. Gosh, we're only having a few eats and drinks, and I reckon not everyone will come anyway. So there'll only be a few of us.
Yeah, but I'm not sure he'd like it.
Why not? Lots of companies do it. Nope, he'd be all right.
Well, we could just leave it, Jim, and do nothing, and then those that want to do something can just do their own thing.
Ah, yeah, but that wouldn't look very good on you. Look, why don't I put up a note and see who's interested? There's no harm in that.
No.
Right, well, that's what I'll do then. We can check who's coming. You know who I mean, don't you?
Yes.
And then you can decide whether or not to go ahead. Are you okay with that?
Yes, I think so.
Good. I'll put it up tomorrow then.
Oh, Mum, I wondered where you were.
Oh, I'm sorry I'm late. I didn't realise how late it was.
Is everything all right?
Oh, yes, I've had a lovely time. As soon as you left, I saw Lynn and we had a great day. Did you?
Yeah, I did, thanks.
Oh, it was so much nicer going round with Lynn because she's so interested in history, but she's never been here before. She was quite amazed at how much I know about the place. Yes, it was so enjoyable being with her.
Well, you must be sick to death of walking round with me every year.
Oh, I wouldn't go so far as to say that, Amy, but it did make a nice change. Hello?
Hi, Helen. I'm sorry to bother you.
Oh, don't worry. Is everything all right?
Yeah.
It doesn't sound like it. What's happened?
Well, nothing really. But you remember when you left, it was really quiet.
Yes.
Well, it did get very, very busy.
Oh, I see. And what happened? I take it you managed okay, because you always say you do.
Well, I've changed my mind.
Oh, for goodness sake, what happened?
Well, nothing went wrong. Millie and I cope very well, but, well, I think we should advertise for more staff.
But you've always said we don't need anyone else.
Well, like I said, I've changed my mind. What happens if Millie and I want a holiday at the same time? Or if we're both ill at the same time?
Well, we phone Ruby.
I know, but she can't always make it.
Okay, I think you might be right. I'll ask Amy.
No, Helen, we don't need to ask her. We must advertise for someone new.
Advertise?
Yes. We might even need two more people.
Oh, I see. Well, OK, let's speak about it tomorrow.
OK, and I'm sorry again to phone you at this time.
No, that's no problem, Connie. I'm glad you did. If you feel this strongly about it, I think we should get someone else in. Or, as you say, maybe even a couple of people.
Hello?
Hi, Penny.
Oh, hello, Debbie. How are you?
Yeah, I'm fine. Sorry to ring you so late, but I was wondering if we could meet up tomorrow.
Yeah, that's okay. I'm on second lunch, so I'll see you in the staff room about 12:30.
No, sorry, no? I meant after work.
Oh, I see. Well, yeah, that's fine.
Well, let's go to Stone's for dinner. My treat.
No, you don't have to do that. We can go halves.
Well, I thought it could be an early Christmas present.
Oh, well, that would be very nice, thank you. Debbie, nothing's wrong, is it? Michael hasn't said anything, has he?
No.
And you're not upset about Jim organising the Christmas party?
Oh, no.
Oh, well, so what time should we meet up?
7?
Yeah, OK.
Penny, I'll see you at work tomorrow anyway, but don't mention it to anyone, will you?
What, us meeting up?
Yeah, if you don't mind. They don't need to know, do they?
Tune in next time for another instalment of Penny for Your Thoughts.